While research and awareness of the HIV/AIDS virus has resulted in significant reductions in new cases and deaths, it's obviously not led to an elimination or even really a solid control over the virus. December 1st is World AIDS Day, a designation created back in 1988 to bring attention to this cause and the people impacted by the virus. With us now to talk about the importance of this day from the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Infectious Disease and HIV/AIDS Policy is Michelle Sandoval-Rosario, and from Christie's Place, which works to empower women living with the HIV/AIDS virus, is Peer Navigation Program Coordinator Martha Robles. How are you today, ladies?
Great. Thank you for having us this morning.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Two websites, and we do have them on our homepage, too, for the World AIDS Day and this year's campaign, which is I Am a Work of Art. You can find out more about that and a lot more at HIV.gov and learn more about the work of Christie's Place, ChristiesPlace.org. Latest stats show that over 1 million Americans currently are living with the HIV/AIDS virus, and Martha is among those. Take us back, Martha, to that day when the doctor comes in with the diagnosis, and talk about the impact.
So I was diagnosed in 2000, so I just turned 23 years living with HIV/AIDS. And the impact at the moment, it was huge, right? I thought it was a sentence of death. I thought I was going to die next day. But after starting my medication for HIV and also starting educating myself, I learned that I was not going to die from this. So I decided to change my life and start educating more myself, be more involved in the community. And thank God that's how I found Christie's Place. And Christie's Place is a nonprofit organization where we provide services for women living with HIV. So I constantly educate myself so I can educate the woman and let them know that they're not going to die from this. All they have to do is take medication. And thank God my when I was diagnosed through my pregnancy, and my daughter was born negative. So that's part of my story.
Michelle, with World AIDS Day 35 being subtitled Remember and Commit, those are two important words because it really, in those three words, puts into a language the priorities. We remember those who have been lost and those who are struggling today. But we also need that commitment to keep moving the awareness up and the statistics down as far as new infections and deaths. What are some of the ways that World AIDS Day and this year's campaign is looking to do that?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And as you mentioned, Chris, you know, the first World AIDS Day took place in 1988, so it has been 35 years is December 1st, and you were right. The theme is remember and commit. And commit really emphasizing our collective responsibility to act together to end HIV epidemic. And one of the things that we hope to highlight during the camp, during World Awareness Day and every day, is the beautiful campaign that was created called I'm a Work of Art, which is a public awareness campaign that encourages people with HIV who are not in care or have fallen out of care to seek care, stay in care, and achieve viral suppression. And most importantly, it's a campaign that we're hoping will address stigma. We know that for a variety of reasons, some people fall out of care or don't choose to take their medication. So we're hoping that this campaign speaks to them and helps them re-engage into HIV care. We do that through real voices from the community highlighting how they've been able to thrive and continue to live a long, healthy life being on their medication and seeking care.
So with Michelle Sandoval-Rosario and Martha Robles talking about World AIDS Day, which is December 1st, and we do this now because you could play a role in raising that awareness, maybe in honor of someone that's had been close to you and is still or is close to you in the here and now and being confronted with this virus. There are a whole host of ways that you can promote and give voice to this cause at HIV.gov. Martha is part of a great organization, too, Christie's Place, which you can learn more about at ChristiesPlace.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Martha, Michelle mentioned the word stigma. Even after all these years, is that still a strong impact for those who have the virus, or is understanding and I don't want to say sympathy, but compassion, I guess, overtaking stigma now?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the huge situations or problems that we're still dealing with is stigma. Because, you know, clients, I mean, the community, when they come, you know, newly diagnosed, because that's part of my job, it's like the first question is, oh, Martha, how long am I going to be, you know, living? And I'm like, I have to say, as many as you want. As soon as you take your medication, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's educating themselves and, yes, follow up the instructions for the medication so they can continue living. But stigma still around. Also, stigma regarding not, you know, having another partner and having more babies. And that's awful because they don't have the information. So that's why I feel grateful that I'm HIV positive and I'm you know, already educating myself to let them know that they can have another partner. They can get married again. They can still have babies. So, and there's many others like discrimination, but you know what? It's been a hard job, but we are going to continue doing this until it's very transparent because that's what is needed. So that's why I'm asking all the community support us. We need to make this transparent so they don't feel that stigma anymore.
Michelle, Martha is a great example, isn't she, of how one voice can mean a great difference to so many more people. It's a great, I guess, equation of multiplication where everyone listening right now can do something. I mentioned with HIV.gov, there are graphics you can download and make use of on your social media. There's just so many ways that people can be involved with a cause that they didn't maybe think they could give anything to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, to wrap it up, I'll say for those of you who have never had an HIV test, I encourage you to do it in celebration of World AIDS Day because HIV AIDS does not discriminate, either male or females. We're all susceptible if you're sexually active. And the last piece is you can really make a difference in addressing the stigma. Talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, your community members, your coworkers. Utilize HIV.gov to learn, get educated, and help us make a difference so we can all end HIV inequalities.
And for you, Martha, any parting words for someone listening right now who might be sitting there with that fear, with those questions, and not sure what to do?
Sure, yes. I would love to say educate yourself, empower yourself, and also trust yourself because this is nothing, you know, even diabetes is worse than anything else. So HIV is not a death sentence. Please, yes, get tested and get, you know, a healthy life forever. So thank you.
World AIDS Day, December 1st. This year includes the campaign, I Am a Work of Art. Learn more at HIV.gov. Also learn more about Christie's Place, Martha's organization, one she's associated with, at christiesplace.org. Michelle Sandoval-Rosario and Martha Robles, thank you for giving a voice to an important cause. Even after all these years, more understanding, more advancement still needed, more support needed, more involvement needed, and you're compelling all of us to take those steps forward to help. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.